Welcome to the Vanessa G Fitcast. If you think eating less is the answer to getting lean, or that you have to choose between having donuts and wine or having a body you love, well then girl, you are in the right place. Chances are you've fallen victim to diet culture's terrible advice on how to eat and exercise. But don't worry, this podcast is going to bring you actionable information so you can start transforming your body without giving up your life. I'm Vanessa Gillette, founder and head coach of Vanessa G Fitness and Nutrition. This podcast was born from my passion for helping all women create bodies they feel confident in. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me to support and guide you. Now let's do this. Welcome back to the Vanessa G Fitcast. I'm Vanessa Pozos, and here with me is Omar Pozos, co-host and husband. And Omar, you're currently doing some new protocols this week.
I am. To be honest with you, I feel like I had gotten a little complacent with some of the things. I was eating just a little bit too much processed stuff, and I started working with a new coach, and we are going to get some lab work done. And in order for us to just clear all the toxins and all the stuff that I had going on, I started a flush protocol, which is something that we use with our own clients. So I'm excited for you to dive a little bit deeper and share and give a more details on what that entails. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've talked about the flush in past episodes before.
With Vince.
We had a episode where we recorded with Vince Pitstick, who is one of our mentors, and he's also the original creator of the flush method. And so this is a type of functional health protocol that we utilize with clients often because we found it to be incredibly, incredibly beneficial. So I figured, you know, it'd be great for us to do an episode more diving deep into what the flush is, how it works, and kind of explain that to people a little bit more. And being timely of you now, what, 4 days or so,
yeah,
5 days into your
Wednesday
protocol?
And we're recording on a Saturday, so 4 days in, yeah. And I'll give my honest takes on it. I think this is the fourth time that I've done a flush, and I've done different variations of it, but yeah, I'm curious, or I'm excited to share my thoughts and my input on it, because I think some people have a harder experience than, but yeah, I'm excited to dive into it.
Yeah, well, so the flush, to kind of give people who maybe have never even heard of this before, I like to think of it as like an oil change for your liver.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, so like for, you know, we often end up using a flush protocol when we have clients with a lot of severe symptoms that we need to kind of like lay a really good foundation with all the systems of their body before we can bring in more flexibility with nutrition, before we can, you know, maybe dive deeper into like specific more gut healing protocols, things like that. Like this is a very foundational protocol that kind of just like, if you think about like if you were trying to put a garden in your backyard, like you're not going to immediately start planting the flowers. Like you need to like get the soil ready, right? Like this in a lot of ways is us getting the soil ready.
That just goes to show
ready.
How much gardening you and I do. We're like, you know, we just have to put the soil in and get it ready.
We need to pull the weeds, you know, like I could go way down into that metaphor. But it's just, it's a foundational protocol to not be end all be all fix. It's definitely not like a quick fix type of thing. This is an incredibly beneficial protocol, but it is not, again, this is like a foundational one. This is one where we get typically incredible results out of doing this for a few weeks. And then it sets the foundation for us to get that long-term, really sustainable changes in the body. So when do we normally use a flush? I like to think of it as like, if you are coming up with a lot of symptoms of hormonal imbalances, gut dysfunction, a lot of symptoms of just like some different systems of the body not working optimally, it can be something that we might utilize. It's something that we might utilize if we pull labs. So if we get, you know, a Dutch test or a GI map, typically if there are some things going on, we're probably going to start with a flush before we get even more specific into other types of protocols to heal things. But even without labs, even without doing like a really detailed symptom assessment like we would do if you were our client, you can identify if you would benefit from a flush if you just resonate with feeling like you are really fatigued all the time. If you have a lot of brain fog, like those can be signs that your body is just not quite working
optimally.
Something
is off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have like headaches or migraines, that could be that like your overall toxic load is a little bit too high and we need to start with a flush. If you're just puffy or inflamed, like a lot of cellular inflammation can be cleared up from a flush. If you have trouble losing weight, of course, like this is something we go to a lot. If we've kind of worked on resetting the metabolism, we've done a lot of things, and then we find that their body isn't quite responding, a flush is often our next step to get things cleared up. And then we find that typically fat loss kicks in pretty well from there. If you or somebody have like a history of a lot of medication use, whether it's prescriptions or, you know, over-the-counter medications, like if you're someone who's relied on, you know, Advil or Tylenol, things like that for a long time, like you probably would benefit from having a flush because of just, again, the kind of buildup that happens from taking a lot of these things over the course of time. You know, a good sign is if you find that you are really sensitive to like fragrances, fumes, like strong odors, like that can be that can be a big sign that you might need to kind of, you know, get some detoxification going, give your body a little bit of help here with something like a flush. If you're, you know, having sleep issues, if you're not regularly having bowel movements, if you have really bad hangovers, like if you're somebody, you have one drink and you feel really sensitive from that, like you feel kind of icky and bad from it, we probably need to give your body a little bit of detoxification support.
Yeah. And I like, I almost hate the words like detox or, you know, I don't know, reset or like, those words I think at times tend to be a little bit more overused and more markety and gimmicky. Mm-hmm. In this case, when you mentioned like the oil change and just building the right foundation, first and foremost, clearing all of that stuff that has been accumulated with over-the-counter use of medications or processed foods or just lifestyle habits, I think that's the perfect way to put it because it's very much that situation. It's an oil change. Like for me specifically, I actually didn't have a lot of any of the issues you just mentioned, but because I really want to get a clean, clear foundation of where my body's at and potentially do some lab work here in a couple of weeks, I wanted to just undo all of these things that have come from, you know, us being potentially like stressed with work or just, again, lifestyle situations. Maybe I haven't been sleeping the best. Maybe I haven't been really prioritizing, you know, blue light blocking stuff like that, that I'm like, okay, cool. Let's just do a hard cleanse, like a hard reset of my body, that oil change, and then get some labs and see where I need the most help and support too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I talk about all these different reasons why we might want to use a flush. Well, it all at the end of the day comes down to the fact that the flush is a detoxification process. So again, like Omar was saying, the word detox has become very overused and very misused. It's very much become like a marketing buzzword. It's used in a lot of like labeling of products because people just, you know, a lot of times people resonate with the idea of like, oh, I just don't feel my best. I feel kind of icky. And they're like, oh, detox. Like that's what I need. I need a detox. But I don't really understand what that actually even means. So like on a high level basis here, so detoxification within the body, there's actually a three-phased process of detoxification. Within the flush, we are primarily working on that phase one and phase two detoxification by essentially getting your body the specific nutrients it needs for those specific steps of detoxification. And so what that kind of looks like if we're talking about this, like, you know, this metabolic detox, this is a detox within the metabolic processes of your body, within kind of that, like the cellular processes, like on that very cellular level. Essentially, we are giving your body this very, very targeted, very therapeutic approach via supplementation, via a meal plan with very specific foods, depending on like your specific needs, your specific body. You know, the meal plans look different for everybody. The supplements look different for everybody. And you know, some other foundational pieces are we utilize teas. We utilize very functional teas that have been shown to be beneficial different different phases within the body, different steps within the body. We utilize juices, which is something that is really, really good for giving your gut a break. So we can kind of really flood your body with a lot of micronutrients without as much of the fiber. So it's a great way to kind of lower some of that GI inflammation.
I actually didn't even think about that. Yeah, because I've always wondered, like, what's the difference between, like, actually eating the fruit versus the juice or whatever. But that's a great point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's we're utilizing a lot of different nutritional tools and kind of putting it all together along with very specific lifestyle recommendations, with very specific movement recommendations. So like typically on a flush, we actually lower our exercise protocol. So like if we have a client who's, you know, typically working out, 3 to 4 days a week. Normally on a flush, we might drop that to 1 to 2 days per week. And it's going to be just very light lifts. It's going to be very just like getting a very light pump to the muscle, not trying to really exhaust or exert a lot of energy. It's really about putting the body into a true restful state. And in doing so, you give your body a really great, really unique opportunity to really focus on such an important process. And that is that cellular detoxification. It's that getting the liver to work a little bit better. It's really getting essentially we're getting our metabolism sped up, because if you think about, like, if we get the liver working better, that right there can boost your metabolic rate by 15 to 20%, because people forget that so much is happening within that whole, you know, we talk about like burning calories. So much of that process is actually happening with the liver. The liver is kind of like running a lot of that. So if your liver is really bogged down by just a big buildup of maybe toxins and chemicals over the course of your lifetime, it's not going to be working as efficiently. So we can actually get our metabolism sped up with this. This is a great way to get your body eating more calories without it necessarily just absorbing those calories as body fat, actually like learns to use them more effectively. We find that this is a really great way to lower our cortisol, really bring stress down, like especially like I mentioned, bringing in specific lifestyle protocols and things. Like you had mentioned of, you know, something your coach has you working on is like bedtime routine and like wearing your blue light blockers more and, you know, morning routines and things like that. It's huge. It's not just about what we eat and how we move, but it's like really taking this kind of, you know, whether it's, I think for you, we're just doing like a 10-day, but this might be as much as 3 or 4 weeks, but taking kind of that week to month period of time that you are devoting to this flush protocol and really, really focusing on making sure everything is in a great spot to move forward from.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing is we don't ever take the time to be like, okay, I'm just going to be very intentional about, you know, my sleeping routine and making sure that, you know, I don't have any blue light between 1 or 2 hours before me going to bed or anything like that. And then on top of that, again, just being very mindful about like nutrition and walks and just being very intentional about everything. Again, for me, I think it's going to be 10 days. We might stretch it a little bit more. But again, I think it's that situation where you just let your body kind of just chill out and give it really good nutritious food, really good non-processed stuff to where it can allow it to cleanse and clean all of these things. And then again, you know, from there, now you build a foundation, like you said, whether it's your gut health or liver health or metabolism, now you're in a good place to do so many more things because your body has allowed to get all of that nastiness out of there, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It honestly, it's so funny because I think back to like a couple of years ago, like probably even like an early episode of this podcast, I was the type of person that I would have said like the classic, oh, as long as you have a liver, you don't need a detox. You don't need a cleanse. Like you have a liver, like it's doing it for you. But through, you know, a lot of my education around functional nutrition, I've really started to learn that like, yes, of course, if you have a liver, your body is already doing detoxification. It's doing it constantly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it's doing it well. And just with the modern day world we live in, where we are exposed to, I think an estimated, I think it's 4 billion pounds of chemicals per year through food, through environmental exposure, through products, like all the different things. It's not to, you know, induce fear into people by any means. It's just like the reality of the world that we live in. We are exposed to a lot more chemicals and toxins than our ancestors were.
I mean, perfect example was last night I was having dinner and I was like, you know what? I really want some like something spicy in my food. I was like, let me see if I can do like some sriracha sauce. And right now, part of my protocols are like just nothing that has additional chemicals, nothing that has additional products in it. So I looked at first thing at the sriracha sauce, xanthan gum and like this oil and that oil. And I'm like, all right, I can't have that. And then I was like, all right, you know what? Let me just try some like pickled jalapenos and go from there. I look at the back, same thing, xanthan gum, this ingredient, that. I'm like, holy cow. I'm like, you don't even realize it. But even little things like that, that are like a one ingredient thing, like jalapenos, now all of a sudden have all of these preservatives, all of these additives in there so that it can, you know, last longer, taste better, whatever. But to me, I'm like, it just gives you such a great idea of like, although you don't even realize it, or although you might be prioritizing your health, you don't even see how many other just chemicals are you're putting into your body with something as simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I want to emphasize, we are not like, you're trying to make you be afraid of these foods or make you think that these foods are bad. You should never have them. This is a very short term process to where now, as we like add in the more normal, more normal nutrition plans, where it's like, you can have the jalapenos and the sriracha and you can have like pizza and, you know, normal types of foods like we talk about. In order sometimes to get there for specific bodies, we have to do a little bit of that healing work so that your body can really tolerate those foods effectively and not just keep adding to the overall burden that your liver and your gut is taking. Sometimes we need to like let all of that rest, let the gut rest, let the liver really get functioning more optimally by basically cleaning it up a little bit and getting everything in a good spot. And that's where, you know, typically we find our clients after a flush, their inflammation is way lower. This can alone cause you to have like a big drop on the scale. Like I think about one of our clients who recently did a flush, and hers was 3 weeks and she lost 12 pounds on the scale in 3 weeks. Wow. Again, that's not body fat. Of course, some of it is body fat, absolutely. But to be clear, she didn't lose 12 pounds of body fat in 3 weeks. That's not going to happen. Why did she lose 12 pounds on the scale though? It's not just like simple water. It's inflammation. She was holding on to so much puffiness all through her body, and visibly she looked and felt so much leaner after this because her body really needed that clean out process.
And I'm glad you said that, because we have a lot of listeners that are doing, you know, the high intensity stuff, the Orange Theories, the F45s, even sometimes like the Pilates stuff. Again, we're not saying don't do this for the rest of your life. It's more so if you're not seeing changes with the things that you're doing, let's just focus on, like Vanessa said, that healing process, that oil change for your body, for, you know, whatever your own body needs, whether it's 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. And then let's just kind of let your body chill out for a sec. Then you can go back and add some of these things, but then you're going to see so much better changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The more sustainable types of nutrition plans and things will be more effective when your body is just in a really great spot health-wise. And this is one of the ways to help you get there. A lot of times we see a lot of reduced inflammation, a lot less puffy, a lot less water retention. Typically we'll see a lot more energy. Like that's a huge one across the board. Typically people are like, oh my gosh,
and normally
so much energy.
I like to tell myself that I'm the person that has high energy. And, you know, like right now, I'm not drinking coffee at all. And sure, I had a little bit of a headache the first day, I think just from the caffeine and stuff. But again, I'm not drinking any caffeine right now. And I feel like I did when I was drinking coffee. So at one point or another, I just enjoy coffee. But I'm like, you know, if I don't really need it, should I be adding that into my body? But it's so cool to see what a simple protocol like this can do to just your energy levels in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I recently actually put like my brother and his now fiance on a flush plan. And it's really funny because, you know, my brother has never cared about nutrition in his life for a day. So he's a great example of like going from, you know, having done like none of this at all to like really just, and I gave him like a very, very simplified flush, like, you know, not even the extent that necessarily some people do for a full flush. He was like, oh my gosh, I have so much energy. This is wild.
Yeah. He's like, it's so funny what it does when you actually eat the right things. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially like the goal of a flush, kind of what we want to see happen, is we want to really make sure we're nourishing the adrenals, really nourishing the thyroid. So like really some of these main systems of the body that are really influential for your metabolic function, really make sure that they're getting all the nutrients they need, because they rely on nutrients from food. All those vitamins and minerals, all those phytonutrients, all those different things, like they have a purpose. So we're really giving a lot of it there. And that's, again, that's going to come from a mix of a very targeted meal plan. So the meal plan depends on the person and like will involve very different, very specific foods. Typically you might see some foods that you don't eat very often.
I actually like that a lot.
Yeah.
The fact that I don't eat those types of foods very often, I'm like, oh, I forget how good these things are.
Yeah. But it's also just very, very intentional, because we've talked about in the past, nutrition variation is very, very important to the body. And so part of really helping out your gut here is making sure we're getting your gut microbiome some different types of nutrients that you might not normally get to give your body, because we all kind of fall into certain ruts with food. We really want to make sure that we are really getting your body into a parasympathetic state. So we talked about like stress reduction is a huge part of the flush process, really getting your body into a point where like your nervous system is just more relaxed. Your circadian rhythm is in a better spot. Like you are actually falling asleep easier. You're sleeping deeper. Like typically if we have clients that have something like an Oura Ring and they're tracking those types of metrics, we might see a big jump in their HRV, a big jump just overall in their like sleep scores and their readiness scores and things like that. It's also really improving just your overall blood sugar balance due to the way we have the meals structured, the way that, you know, your supplements might specifically be involved. So especially if we had labs and maybe we saw that your blood sugar isn't quite exactly where we want it to be, we might incorporate certain supplements to help support your body with that, to kind of help, again, get it back to where it needs to be. So it's not reliant on those supplements, but it's kind of back to baseline again. You know, it's really, really helpful for women coming off of birth control. Like we always pretty much do what we call a specific hormonal flush. If we have a client coming off of birth control, so, so important to make sure that your body is in a good spot so that it can produce hormones again, giving it like just that, that assistance, that help to be able to take over that process. I feel like there's such a long list because there are so many benefits to the flush. And the reason for that is because even though there is a overall, process and overall kind of specific tools that are utilized within the flush, it looks differently for everybody. So that's why it can have more or less benefits for different people depending on what their body specifically needs.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. I think this is my fourth time, but every single one of those times I've either added supplements, taken supplements away, or my meals have looked a little bit different. And then two, the other cool thing is, you know, you can fuel your body with the right types of food. So sometimes, you know, your portions are a little bit larger, sometimes a little bit less. And this sounds weird, but I almost like it a lot. To the point where I'm like, it forces me again to eat foods I don't normally eat. It like my digestion improves, like everything. I just feel so good. To the point where I'm like, maybe we need to start doing this like once or twice a year just for like maintenance period.
Yeah. I mean, I personally have been trying to do it once a year as basically like we said, it's kind of like an oil change for your liver. And I think for people who are like more at that point of like being a health optimizer, like myself, like I'm just always going to do a flush once a year just for that purpose of like making sure everything is good, making sure everything is where it needs to be. Most people don't necessarily need that by any means. Like it's not necessary. It's again, that's like an optimization more so type of step. But like we'll even have clients that sometimes they want to do a flush as just almost like a mental reset too. Because I think sometimes, and this is where
I understand that part for sure,
getting to know people's personalities and their lifestyle is so important, because some people like, you know, they might be going through a period of their life where, so I think about, I have a specific client in mind I'm thinking about where she had a big loss in her life unexpectedly, you know, was really going through a heavy grieving process. And so during, you know, a pretty extended amount of time, she wasn't so focused on her nutrition and her health steps. She was really just in like a state of survival. But as she's kind of come to the other side, she's done an amazing job of leaning on her coach through this whole process and really utilizing the coach here for just making sure that we're not sliding backwards, because progress can also look like just maintaining, not sliding backwards. But now that she's kind of on the other side, she's like, you know what? I feel like I could use like a really good, just like reset, like a really good, just kind of like set a clean slate.
Foundation.
And so she was one that like, she was like, I feel like a flush would be really great for me right now. And it can be awesome, rather than like, if you are in that place where you've just been like, feel like you're just stuck in the mud. Sometimes rather than just doing like one step at a time, for some people, doing something that's a little bit more intense for a short period of time just forces you to like hit the reset button on your habits, on your schedule, on just like, you know, what you're doing. And then from there, now it's like, okay, now I can kind of go back to more of like my normal day to day, but I can hold on to and maintain some of the habits that I acquired through that flush process and just carry those forward into my more day to day life.
Yeah. I mean, I think honestly, this happened to me last night. We went over to your parents' house. Everybody was having like just pizza and it looked so good. I was so jealous. But at that time, if I wasn't doing something like this, I would have been like, you know what? And not that there's anything wrong with pizza. I don't want to give the wrong impression here, but more so, you know, if I wasn't doing something like this, I'd be like, okay, maybe I can have a couple slices of pizza. Maybe I can have a couple pieces of garlic bread. Again, all in all, everything is totally fine and I can still do it with the normal stuff that I do. But in this situation where I just knew that I was like, okay, my goal right now is to just reset my body, give it that foundation that I need. I was like, you know what? I'm okay. Thank you very much. And I have my meal plan that I need to stick to. Again, only for 10 days, so it's not anything crazy, to just give my body that cleanse that it needs. But if you don't have something like this, like you said, where it just forces you to be like, okay, this is what I'm doing for the next XYZ days, it always, you're always in that in between, like, maybe I should have some, maybe I shouldn't. And then you never really give your body the truly break that it needs, or the nutritious, or the reset that it needs, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, we have to think about almost like the identity portion of working on your nutrition and your habits. Sometimes it's like, if you are just struggling over and over again with like, I keep breaking the promises I make to myself. Like, I keep saying, oh, I'm going to, you know, reduce how much pizza I'm eating.
What was that post you posted yesterday from James Clear? Yeah, what was that post you posted about James Clear yesterday, where it was like, sometimes it's not going to the gym for 2 hours. Sometimes it's the 15 minutes that reinforces your identity, that helps you keep going, that helps you become that person that you want to become, right? Something along those lines?
Yeah, yeah. But more so what I was trying to say here is, so if you think about like the identity portion of kind of like these changes that we're making with our nutrition, sometimes people are like, oh, I'm the type of person where I, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But then if you're struggling to follow through with that, you're saying, you know what, I'm going to work on, like, normally I eat pizza every single Friday with my coworkers. And every time I go to eat pizza, I like overeat it. And I'm working on like feeling more like I have self-discipline, I have control, and I can, you know, moderate myself with it. It might be that like we need to almost reinforce that belief that you have discipline by exerting a lot of it in a short period of time. And the flush does require discipline. So like, you know, your example of we did have to bring our own food for that meal that we were going to enjoy with our family. And like, normally we wouldn't do that. Normally we would eat, you know, kind of what our family's eating, or, you know, even if we don't want to eat pizza, it's like, we would still order something from the place. But in this kind of instance, you have to like feel a little bit uncomfortable bringing your own food, but then you realize like, oh, nobody really cares. If anything, it like sprouts interesting conversations. Like, I was talking with my aunt a lot about the flush and about different plans, and now she's wanting to order labs and different things. But long story short, it can also feel really good when you get to that other side. You're like, man, like, I really stuck with this. I've proven to myself that I can keep promises to myself. I can stick, you know, I can continue to do what I want to do. And now that carries forward to where now, okay, I do want to eat the pizza with my coworker. Just, we can continue with that example. But now you believe you have self-control. So you exhibit that self-control to where you're like, oh, you know what? I just want to have two slices and a salad. And I did it because I know that I can. I feel confident that I can. So I think there's a big mental reset that comes along with this. But again, we've talked a lot about the benefits. We talked a lot about like all the good that comes from it. But I also want to be honest and clear too of like, this isn't some like magical thing that it's just, you know, oh, just take this supplement and everything's going to work for you. Like, this requires effort. This does require effort. And I think for people, those who need this the most, they also typically experience the most like detox symptoms in the initial period of time. So what I mean by that is, like, for example, the first time I ever did a flush, oh man, did my body need it. And I think for probably 4 to 5 days, almost maybe a full week, because I think I was doing the flush for 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. I think that whole first week, I actually felt really crappy. And that's a common thing that can happen when your body is essentially like initially kind of releasing a lot of like the stored toxins in your body, which a lot of that gets stored in adipose tissue, which is body fat. So as your body is starting to let go of that, you can feel really icky for a period of time. You might have a lot of headaches. You might feel like achy, like you almost might show a little bit of like flu-like symptoms. And that's your body like kind of letting that go. And until you start to get that all cleared out, all actually like flushed out of your body, you might not feel so good. So it's kind of funny because you go from like, you're probably already feeling not so great going into it. That's probably why you're doing it. Then suddenly you feel worse and you're like, what the heck? Like, why am I doing this? Because I feel worse right now. But if you push through that period of feeling worse, which again, doesn't happen to everybody. You've never really experienced that necessarily.
I've had this last go around, I had a bit of a headache for like maybe half a day. And then, you know, just sticking with the water and really giving my body electrolytes and stuff like that, that helped a ton. But that's really the worst that's ever been for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, a lot of people don't. A lot of people just start to feel better right away. But like, if you are one of those people who you feel really crappy, it just means that your body needed it more. It means that your body had more to get rid of. So that's a good sign. It sucks to feel that way, but it's a short period of pain for that long-term gain. And you push through and you get to the other side and you will feel better than you've ever felt. So that's something that I always try to remind people of, like, stick with it. I promise you, you're going to feel so much better on the other side. And just like understanding and knowing how this is helping your body. Like we give our clients an additional kind of guide that really dives in and explains the process of detoxification and like what's really happening within the body and you know, how this benefits you. Like the more you understand what's happening and you can actually kind of tie the things that you're feeling to like, okay, but I understand what's actually happening. I understand why this is happening. Push through and you're going to feel so much better.
Can I give one quick example on that too, or just add something to that? Think of it from this perspective too, right? So part of the reason why a lot of the foods and treats and meals and stuff that we have are so good is because of the chemicals that companies put into that stuff to make them taste better. That's totally, you know, that's just what they do. And that's, you know, that's okay that they'll put additional flavors and flavoring, seasonings, XYZ, whatever. So as your body now goes from that to eating just nutrient rich, nothing processed, nothing with chemicals in it, you're going to have withdrawals because now your body's like clinging and really claiming and wanting that chemical that, you know, you've been having for God knows how many years. So of course you're going to feel crappy. You're going to feel shitty because your body, again, it's literally having like withdrawals for some of these things. But again, the more that you stick with it and just focus on whatever, if you're doing it with a coach, I hope you are and doing it with a good coach. The more you lean into the process, that's where I really can, I think, and I've seen the changes myself on how good you do feel on the other side. But literally, it's you're just kind of having withdrawals.
Yeah, in some ways, for sure. So, I mean, I also want to, like, cover the fact that I think some people, if they don't, again, still fully understand what the flush is, they might be like, well, that sounds like something I've done in the past. Like, oh, like, I'll have people often say of, like, when I high-level explain the flush as like something we might want to do with their specific situation, they'll be like, oh, I've done that before. And I'm like, I don't think that you have.
Yeah.
But they might be like, well, I did Whole30 for a month. And that sounds kind of like what this is with the food. I'm like, not necessarily. This is pretty different in terms of, there are some similarities with Whole30 in terms of like the types of foods you might be eating, but it's very specific in terms of the types of foods, when we're eating them, the way portions, we're structuring meals, the way we're incorporating juices with the foods, that we have a mix of kind of like chewed foods with fiber and foods that are purely just kind of getting you that really easy to absorb, really quick energy, because your body is burning a lot of energy through this process as well. So it gives your body quick energy in that way as well. But then also a big part of this is, again, the supplements are not just like random supplements that you're buying from Instagram ads, different things. These are medical grade supplements. These are the highest quality, third party tested, like really, really incredible supplementation. And again, your supplement plan, everybody's looks different because it's really designed for what your body specifically needs, going off of labs and or symptoms, to make sure that we are covering all the bases to nourish all the different systems of your body that are telling us they need that kind of nourishment. So anyway, if you are somebody that you're like, you know what, this sounds really interesting. This sounds like something that I might benefit from. You know, I've experiencing a lot of inflammation, or I've tried like similar different things. I've taken supplements at different times. Don't really feel like they're working. I've done Whole30. Don't like, you know, it helped for a little bit, but then I didn't really know what to do afterwards. Like, you need more of that targeted therapeutic approach. You need a plan that is really going to take you step by step. So you know even what to do after the flush. You know how to make sure that we continue to build on this foundation rather than just like feel better and then go right back to, you know, not feeling so great. Like, if you think that this is something you'd benefit from, go ahead and reach out. We can chat and see if this process and coaching would be a good fit for you. We can kind of talk through what our recommendations for you specifically would look like. And we can kind of talk about getting you that type of support. So go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram. We can always chat there at Vanessa G Fitness. But that's all for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already so you never miss another episode. We'll be back next week.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. If you learned something today, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review in iTunes. And if this particular episode resonated with you, do me a favor and take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story. Don't forget to tag me at Vanessa G Fitness so I can show you some love. All right, my carb queens, talk to you in the next episode.